Yeah, so I mean, there are going to be a few aspects. So through Vitality and our health kind of offering, you're going to get more Vitality points for sleeping well. If you're not a good sleeper, we recognize that sleep is deeply personal, right? Everyone is in a different phase of life. And depending on your personal circumstances, we're going to nudge you with a personal sleep goal through personal health pathways. And through that, you can earn more rewards and more discovery miles. And then on the driving side, very simply, we're just saying, Brent, sleep well, and we're going to give you more Vitality Drive points. There's nothing more to it. 300 more points, more fuel rewards. Thank you for being a better driver, and thank you for sleeping well.
Welcome back to another episode of Good Things with myself, Brent Lindekew, the Good Things guy. I am excited! I say that every episode, but I'm excited for many reasons for this episode. The first is that Robert Atwell, CEO of Discovery Insure, is back in the hot seat. It's the second time you've been on the podcast.
Amazing. I love being here. Thanks for having me again. And yeah. I love your new studio.
No, the studio is, I mean, I'm in love. But the second reason that I'm excited is because we're going to speak about something that is one of my favorite pastimes. Sleep. I love sleeping. It's my favorite thing to do. I recently got invited to Discovery headquarters, Discovery HQ, to a media day where you launched this white paper on sleep. And like, I get it because I was there, but for the listeners and the viewers, why sleep?
Brent, it's a good question. I mean, sleep firstly, we all do it, right? And it's surprising that we're not good at it yet. It's something we all do for a third of our lives, and the data shows that we're not good sleepers. And at Discovery, we've been through a really interesting journey. So to give you an idea, we have about 105,000 people, and they've been sharing their sleep data with us over the past 6 years. So it means we have more than 45 million sleep records. Now, why does that matter? If we take those sleep records and we combine them with vitality and health and driving data, it gives us incredible insights around why sleep really matters. Not just about feeling grumpy the next morning, but actually in terms of your long-term health and how you drive. And it's clear, sleep is critical, and we cannot cast a blind eye to poor sleep.
So I know this already, and that's why I said I'm excited to speak about sleep. I understand if I don't have a good night's sleep. I sleep with dogs. So if one of my puppies kick me in the head continuously throughout the evening, the next day I'm not an optimal human. I understand. I'm grouchy. I don't fire as quickly on all cylinders. It's an interesting thing when you start to delve into, let me sleep better in order to have a better day. It sounds so simple, but the data speaks for itself.
That's exactly it. I'm sure even after a poor night of sleep, when you go to the gym, you're trying to exercise, you can't lift the same weight, you're not as motivated. And those are just the obvious things that you feel. But it's about the silent things that we don't even feel on the day after poor sleep that really matter. I mean, let's just take health, for example. So if you look at what it does to your health if you don't sleep well, we see that people who sleep less than 6 hours a day, they've got a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, depression, obesity. It's unreal, right? And I guess to make it scary, like your risk of mortality, so your risk of death in long term increases by 22% if you're not a good sleeper, right? And we just don't speak about that. And that's over and above not feeling strong at the gym and being quite grumpy when you wake up in the morning.
So you just said if you sleep better, you'll live longer. Most probably. There's a good correlation there.
Very good. Statistically sound.
I need to ask, how does driving fit in? Because, I mean, you come from the insurer side. So how does driving and sleep come together?
So, I mean, in terms of driving, we always thought that sleep has a massive impact on how you drive. And there have been many studies about that. So we've seen a study that shows that if you are awake for more than 24 hours, it's the same as having a blood alcohol content of 0.1%. So that is driving drunk. So we've seen those studies. But now that for the first time, we can see how sleeping patterns impact how you drive. So first of all, sleep is deeply personal, right? And sleeping well considers a few aspects. So the first is around how long you sleep. So duration of sleep. We see that clients who sleep less than 7 hours a night exhibit a more than 30% increase in risk of having a motor vehicle accident. Unreal. And then clients who don't go sleep regularly, so within an hour of their regular bedtime, the exact same thing. And then if we delve deeper into kind of more sleep science, I mean, REM sleep, that's your deepest sleep. It's the most restorative. Clients who don't have a good REM sleep every night, they have a risk of about 14% of having an accident. And then specifically for driving, we've coined this new concept called sleep debt, right? So that is if you have multiple nights of poor sleep in a row. And if you have more than three nights of poor sleep in a row, you are a horrific driver and you should actually stay off the road.
That's so interesting. But as you're speaking about it, and again, I was at the media day, I've got the background. And when I was there that day, when you were having this conversation, it's like a light bulb went off in my head. Because I understand if I'm tired, I just said not firing on all cylinders, my driving is not as great. I'm not as aware. I mean, the data shows exactly that.
That's exactly it. Your reaction time is poorer. Everything around how you drive is just not as good. And for us, it's become one of the strongest predictors of risk, more than most other traditional insurance factors. So sleep really matters.
So the good news and the exciting news is that Discovery is going to become the first insurer in the world to reward sleep.
We are rewarding sleep. Amazing.
I'm excited because I sleep really well. So for me, it's an exciting aspect. But what does that actually mean?
Yeah, so I mean, there are going to be a few aspects. So through Vitality and our health kind of offering, you're going to get more Vitality points for sleeping well. If you're not a good sleeper, we recognize that sleep is deeply personal, right? Everyone is in a different phase of life. And depending on your personal circumstances, we're going to nudge you with a personal sleep goal through personal health pathways. And through that, you can earn more rewards and more Discovery miles. And then on the driving side, very simply, we're just saying, Brent, sleep well, and we're going to give you more Vitality Drive points. There's nothing more to it. 300 more points, more fuel rewards. Thank you for being a better driver and thank you for sleeping well.
So I'm all about gamification, and that's why Discovery has really worked for me. And after the media day, we got to sign a little form, and a couple of days later, this came in the post.
Beautiful, the Aura Ring 4.
The Aura Ring 4. Discovery has brought these to South Africa.
Definitely. So it's very, very exciting. So open to all Vitality and Discovery Bank clients. They now have access to the Aura Ring 4 very exclusively. And essentially, they earn the ring by sleeping well. So over the next 2 years, if they meet their sleeping goals, they essentially get the ring for free.
So you speak about the goals. What are the goals that Vitality is looking at? The first you said was the amount of sleep. So we have to be getting between 7 and 9 hours?
7 and 9 hours. That's exactly it. So Discovery is going to give you a Vitality sleep score. And it's made up of three key components. So exactly, sleep duration, 7 to 9 hours, important. Regularity is important. So go to bed within 1 hour of your regular bedtime. Don't go to bed one night at 8 and one night at midnight. That's not great. And then the last is getting at least 1 hour of REM sleep every night. And if you achieve those three every night, you'll get a good Vitality sleep score and you'll earn your Aura Ring for free.
So I'm not being paid to say this. The Aura Ring has changed my life. I've been wearing it now for, I think, about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it takes a couple of days to start to actually monitor the deeper things that you have. But I can't sleep with my watch on. So for me, it's just uncomfortable. Yeah. I tried to monitor my sleep in the past with a watch on. This ring is lighter than my actual engagement ring.
Amazing.
Which you hardly feel it. And the data that it gives has been so rewarding for me.
Yeah.
So finally, for the first time, I'm seeing the amount of sleep that I'm getting on a nightly basis. It's tracking when I go to bed. So like it's saying, you're consistent in that hour when you go to bed. It then gives me a score for how ready I am the next day. So like, how much exercise did you do yesterday? What was your heart rate? Like, it takes all of this information from the day before,
yeah,
plus your sleep, and then it tells you how ready you are for the next day. And I can't tell you how that's made me face the day. So I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do now is I open my Aura app, and I look at sort of where I am and how it's going to take me forward. And it's not a negative either. So it's not giving me sort of like a message going, you were very bad last night, you didn't sleep well. It sort of goes, you may have had a heavy day yesterday, you exercised quite a bit, you may have eaten food a little bit late. Today, just find a moment to breathe a little bit more.
That's exactly it.
And it really has been a game changer. I'm very thankful for this little ring on my finger.
It's very odd. It's really it's very encouraging, right? So if it says, Brent, you're going to have a great day, you actually normally do have a great day. And if it says, Brent, take it easy, you're a little bit kinder to yourself. But if anything, you have a bit more courage for the day. You say, actually, I'm going to give a bit extra and make this day workable.
Absolutely. It also gives you a stress level. So throughout the day, it's like you were a little bit stressed out here. Do you know what? It's amazing.
And you go check your calendar.
Like, what meeting had that was that? Meeting. Oh, it was an interview with Robert. No, I'm kidding. It has been a game changer in moving forward and sort of concentrating on getting to bed early and all of those things. I will get into bed, and again, I'm a great sleeper. I'm going to get the points. But I'll get into bed, and I'm on my phone watching TikTok and doing all sorts of things.
Are you a doom scroller?
I don't want to say doom scroller. I get inspired. I get inspired by TikTok. So I do that. But when I'm ready to go to bed, I put my phone down.
Yeah.
And then we're not touching that phone again.
But what else do you do to make sure you get a good night's of sleep?
So for me, there's a couple of things, right? I like to try to go to bed at the same time every night. And it's not difficult because my body clock is set. So I start getting tired and I know it's bedtime. I'm very routined with where I sleep. So if I'm traveling, I might not get a good night's sleep because it's not my room.
Yeah.
My room has got blackout curtains. It has a bit of an air con, so it keeps it at a nice. So I'm a very routine sleeper, and maybe I've just given it away that when I travel, my points aren't going to be so good.
That's okay.
What do you do?
So I realized coffee has a massive impact on the quality of my sleep, and I actually always thought I was one of those people who can drink coffee and I'm immune and I'm perfectly fine. And when I started tracking my sleep using my watch, I could see that coffee really impacts the quality of my REM sleep specifically. So I stopped drinking coffee after about lunchtime. It was a tough transition, but I've managed to do that for the past 8 months now. And then importantly, I try not to eat late. I try not to exercise late. And I guess similar to you, I'm a creature of habit. We have young children. They get to bed by 7 o'clock. It means by kind of 10 o'clock, I'm normally in bed. And routinely, they wake up, right? So I know I'm up at 5 or 6 every morning anyway. So that consistency is really forced on me. But for me, at least, to better quality sleep anyway.
I gave up coffee many years ago after midday. I have no coffee before midday. It's just that would impact me so badly. I'm already so hyper. Imagine. You mentioned deep sleep, REM, whatever those stages are.
Yeah.
It's incredibly important to reach those different stages every night, right?
That's exactly it. So, I mean, you'll see in your sleeping pattern, probably if you look at your ring graphs every morning, normally in the first half of the night, you dip into deep sleep through kind of periods of night of lighter sleep. And then later on the night, you're going to dive right down into REM sleep. So that's your rapid eye movement sleep, very restorative. Literally many people have moving eyelids during that time. It's your dreaming state. And that's really, really important in terms of long-term health and driving benefits.
Well, I've seen it. And when I look at my graphs, I can physically see the lighter sleep, the deeper sleep. It gives you a statistic every night of how much you got. And I'll just have Discovery know that my stats are pretty good. So I'm looking forward to these rewards, which are going to be coming in the new year.
Correct. Q1 next year. So we're excited to bring that to the market.
So Robert, what if I don't have an Oura ring? How is Discovery going to be tracking my sleep so I can get those rewards?
So we want to make this like as widespread as possible. The rewards must be for people to track their sleep. So if you're not an Oura Ring person, you can still wear your smartwatch, whether it's a Garmin or an Apple Watch. You can get the full stack of rewards through those watches. And then, of course, if you don't have a sports watch, we're going to enable limited sleep tracking through the Discovery app. And through that, you'll be able to access some of the rewards as well.
We do have the festive season coming up.
Yeah.
And what's important around the festive season is sleep, because we're going to be jolling a little bit harder. I know the bras are going to be a little bit later.
Definitely.
But also driving. That's a real thing that we see every year. The stats that come out of the festive season on the roads is not always great. So, I mean, what advice do we have when it comes to driving and sleep over the festive season?
Yeah, I think importantly, most people sleep pretty well over the festive season, other than going a bit to bed a bit later. They nap and they do get a decent amount of sleep. And hopefully with your ring, you can see what behaviors during the day impact your sleep. So you'll see if you have a glass of wine at 9 o'clock at night, you're going to have a poor night of sleep. So be aware of those. And then if you're taking that long trip with the family, make sure you take good breaks. 15-minute break after every two-hour drive. Swap with your driving companion. I know often the guys feel like they should be the driver for the full stint. But swap with your partner. Give them a go. Let them drive for 2 hours and make sure you stay safe on the road.
Yeah, look, I'm heading down to KZN from Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And it's a good drive. I enjoy that drive. But you're 100% correct. You gotta stop as much as possible and see the sights along the way. You can
definitely
do that. And swap drivers. That's great advice.
Exactly it.
It's been great chatting to you today. And I am excited about where this is going for South Africans.
Yeah.
I think better sleep overall will be fantastic for our physical health, for our mental health, for our driving health. And if people want to tap into that, Discovery's offering it. So it's there. Robert, thank you. It's great to have you back. You better come back
again. Thank you. Please invite me again. I'd love to be here.
In Q1, bring out something else. I'll bring you back.
It's a deal.
It's been great chatting to you. If you want more information, you can go to Discovery's website. Everything is there. You can order your own Oura Ring. And if you have good sleep, you just won't pay for it. That's exciting. I want to wish you only good things. And like I say every week, okay, love you, bye.